A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment, and whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin, and whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. In our Gospel text today, we perhaps have varied sayings of Jesus conflated or brought together. And in some of them, Jesus certainly sets the bar high. He sets it very high in one of the statements that looms large, that certainly hits home for all of us. Namely, if you bring your gift to the altar, but recall that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift and go first and be reconciled with your brother or sister. During this season of Lent, we've already heard in varied ways those things that have a priority in Jesus' life and teaching. The prophet Isaiah has told us, this is the kind of fast that I seek. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked. In other words, the corporal works of mercy, as earlier we heard already in Lent from the Gospel of Matthew, if I was hungry and you gave me something to eat, then whatever you have done for these, the little ones, you have done to me. We hear abundant evidence of what Jesus considers priority in the teaching of the prophets who have gone before him. Not only Isaiah, but Micah also has said, you know what the Lord wants, to act justly, love tenderly, and walk humbly before God. So we are quite aware of what Jesus considers to be most significant in our lives, and therefore in our self-examination during the season of Lent. And today we hear it again. If you come to the altar, if you bring your gift, but if there is something in your life that is unreconciled, take care of that first. In other words, reconciliation comes first. The prophet Isaiah in another place had said so clearly, cease to do evil, learn to do good. This is what I want. Your festivals, we might say your liturgies, are unimportant to me and even disgusting if you do not attend first to what comes first, namely love of neighbor. This is the supreme sign of your love of God. And so today, it's amazing, and it hits home, how Jesus wants us to get things right in our lives with each other, with our brothers and sisters. And that's the way to get things right with God, to be aligned with God. and therefore go first and be reconciled. I'm sure we're all aware how often we've heard this reading when we've come to Mass, and how rare, if ever, we've seen someone get up and leave thinking, well, I need to be attentive to this, and then I'll come back to celebrate liturgy, to come back to Mass. Of course, that's not what we would expect, and probably not even what Jesus would expect. He just wants us to know that if our love of God, if our celebration of the Eucharist, if our lives of prayer, if these are going to be authentic, there's something else in our lives to which we need to be attentive, and that is the works of mercy, especially during this year of mercy. And at the heart of the works of mercy lay this desire, this command, that we seek reconciliation. And so as we journey through this season of Lent, we can easily become aware of some hurt in our own lives, or of a way in which we have hurt someone else, of wounds that have not been healed, relationships which are at the heart of what Christian life is all about. These are the things to which we need to be most attentive during Lent. It's not just a question of what am I going to do extra? What am I going to give up? What mortification? What practice there? No, that which requires the greatest mortification, the greatest humility, as Gandhi himself once said, the capacity to forgive is really the sign of a strong person, a spiritually mature person, we might say. So the bar has been set high in your life, in my life. Which relationships, what relationship needs some attention? Where can healing happen? Am I open to being forgiven, to forgiving? And so let us put first things first and realize what is most significant about Lent if we are going to celebrate Easter and celebrate new life. Let us take a look at what it is in our relationships most need to be healed, and to go and be attentive to those realities first. And then, indeed, when we come before the altar, we will be able to rejoice and pray.